Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the History AI podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Welcome back to the History AI podcast. I'm your host, Chuck.
And I'm Marco. And today, we've got an episode you won't want to miss.
We're diving deep into the life of Deborah Sampson.
Wait a minute, Chuck. Did you say Deborah Sampson?
I sure did, Marco. But by the end of this episode, you might better remember her as Robert Shurtleff.
Intriguing. But before we get into that, let's take a quick moment to hear from our sponsor.
When the world hits hard, hit back harder with Strike Force Energy. The zero sugar, zero calorie, power-packed energy drink additive that fuels your adventure. Just a quick squeeze turns any drink into a relentless power source. Perfect for your workout, your hike, your life. Ready to strike? Visit StrikeForceEnergy.com, use coupon code UTSALAX24 for an explosive 20% off your order. Strike Force Energy, unleash your potential. Strike Force Energy, fuel the fight within you.
Thanks for sticking with us, folks. Let's dive in. Chuck, kick us off with Deborah's early life and family history.
Born on December 17, 1760, in Plimpton, Massachusetts, Deborah Sampson was the oldest of six children. Now, her family wasn't well off. They had a rough start when Deborah's father deserted them, and her mother struggled to make ends meet.
That's tough. And I've heard she had to fend for herself from a young age, right?
Absolutely, Marco. At just 10, Deborah was an indentured servant, working to help her mother. But her hardships didn't stifle her spirit. Despite the limitations of her time, Deborah learned to read and write.
So, let's get to the revolutionary bit. What made her decide to fight in the American Revolution?
The spirit of revolution was all around. Deborah was passionate about the cause of freedom. But, as a woman, she wasn't allowed to serve. So what does a determined, spirited woman do in the 18th century when faced with such restrictions?
She'd bake cookies for the soldiers.
Nice try, Marco. She disguised herself as a man and enlisted in the 4th Massachusetts Regiment under the name Robert Shurtleff.
Hence the earlier name drop. Bold move. And not an easy feat in those times.
Not at all. For over a year, Deborah, or should we say Robert, performed all the duties of a soldier. She fought valiantly in several skirmishes. And get this, she was injured twice, even taking a musket ball to the thigh.
Ouch. And no one found out?
She treated the first injury herself to avoid discovery. But the second time, a fever landed her in a hospital, and her secret was out.
Yikes. But surely, that was the end of her military career, right?
Surprisingly, no. Instead of facing retribution, Deborah received an honorable discharge in 1783. And later, with the help of Paul Revere, she petitioned for and received a military pension.
Paul Revere? The Midnight Ride guy?
The very same. Talk about influential friends.
All right, Chuck, what about her political beliefs? With such a bold move, she must have had some strong opinions.
Deborah was a firm believer in liberty and independence. Her actions speak louder than any political manifesto. By disguising herself in fighting, she wasn't just challenging British rule, she was challenging societal norms and gender roles.
A true revolutionary in every sense. How did the rest of her life play out after the war?
Deborah married Benjamin Gannett, settled in Sharon, Massachusetts, and they had three children. She became a lecturer, sharing her war experiences, and is remembered as an early American woman who risked everything to do what she felt was right.
A true American hero. You know, Chuck, sometimes I think about disguising myself.
As what? A podcast host who reads up on history.
Ouch. Burn.
All in good fun, Marco.
And speaking of fun, here's a joke for you. Why did Deborah go to the army?
I'm playing along. Why?
Because she wanted to revolutionize gender roles.
Oh boy.
All right, bad joke. But seriously, Deborah's life story is an inspiring tale of bravery, defiance, and challenging the status quo.
Couldn't agree more, Marco. And as we wrap up today's episode, let's remember to challenge our own boundaries, just as Deborah Samson did.
Well said, Chuck. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Until next time, this has been the History AI Podcast.